It's time to get informed and inspired. This is Saturday Morning Live, sponsored by Asset Advisors LLC, Linden Sheet Metal, and TheFourthCorner.com. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. Opinions and information expressed are those of the host and or sponsors and do not necessarily reflect those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again.
Good morning, Whatcom County and Washington State and beyond. Believe it or not, I think there's going to be some aggressive progressives spitting out their coffee right now. And those of you that remember Patty Brooks from the mighty KGMI, I am back in the saddle this morning. Great to be with you today. And lot going on in the world, in the news, stuff happening locally, outside the state, and nationally that all affect every single one of us and our freedoms. Going to take calls today, too. And let's see if I remember, 360-676-5464, 360-676-KGMI. Got to first tell you, I think it would be a disservice to not at least say hello to some of the longtime listeners. First of all, I've been overwhelmed the last 2 days when I posted that I would be coming back, because I have never left. I've always been on Facebook, and so many of you have always kept in touch, especially at St. Patrick's Day when you always ask for the corned beef recipe. I've still been around. I've been connected with friends, family, people in the know. I've never done the TikTok, Twitter whole thing. And, contrary to popular belief, I'm not a, constant Fox News listener. I actually just go read legislation and all the boring stuff that nobody has time to do, because you have your nose to the grindstone and you're working to provide for your families. And honestly, even not being in the news house or the news wheel, it feels like whack-a-mole half the time. Like, okay, we got this going over here and this going over here. We got gun rights and voter IDs. Now we got COVID passports and defund the police. And you're just trying to do the best you can to provide for your family, if you're fortunate enough to. I mean, we look at what's been going on, and we'll get to a lot this morning, but I want to give a shout out to some new people to the show. And we have listeners this morning. We have Ashley in Wiley, Texas, Emma in Hondo, Sarah in Niceville, Florida. Thank you for checking in and sending your listening. Audra and Chris in Navarre, Florida, Daryl in San Diego, and the Westerberg family, who is new. They heard about me in South Carolina. So welcome. I hope you'll stick around. And KGMI has always done a great job of providing not just local news, but the news that is going to affect all of us everywhere. And just to get you up to speed, like I said, it'd be a disservice not to. I'm older than the last time I was here, obviously. Still have a face for radio, thank God. I thought I was coming in this morning when I got up at 3:30 to be at my other job at my desk. I thought, well, it's been a minute. So do they have cameras in there? So, yeah, good thing I don't have a camera in studio, because I've changed a little appearance, and not by any Botox or anything else, just a lot more wrinkle lines from smiling through all of this pain that we have sometimes. And since I was with you last, I'm also now a grandmother of two. I've got a 6-year-old granddaughter, a 2-year-old grandson, and one on the way very quickly in June. I'll have another grandson. So I became a granny since I was back here, but not sitting in the rocking chair. No moss grows on this rolling stone. And so let's get rolling. I wanted to talk about when I was gone for part of COVID, and I also actually moved out. I lived in the city limits. I actually just lived right over the hill from KGMI up there on the radio station on U Street for about almost 20 years. And I moved out of the city for, you know, a number of reasons, high density growth that was coming next to my house, and a number of different reasons. I kind of like my space. You know, I'm a girl, grew up in Huntington Beach when it was still farms, believe it or not, and moved to get some more space. But also looking at my tax bill and what I was paying for and the services, you know, I was getting the crosswalks that cost extra money that were going to last 10 years and were faded in what? I mean, I just saw them repainting those too the other day when I swung downtown. But I moved out of town, and during COVID, I, you know, was fortunate enough to be able to work from home. And my thoughts and prayers every day are for the people and small business owners and restaurant owners, people across the board that have struggled due to dictator Inslee. But I decided I'd been out of town working remotely, and I thought, you know, I'm going to come into town and see what's going on. I have a family member that lives on South Hill. And I was involved before I moved out of the area with homeless groups. I helped support the VFW had some motorcycle riders, and we helped start getting some homeless services for them. That was before we passed a homeless tax, and out passing out food and serving meals and doing things with the Lighthouse Mission. And we've had a homeless problem, and I will say it again. You know, I mean, we spend money on bills and everything else that our governments, and that's plural, not just our local and state and federal government. I love when people say, well, that's not our money. That's the federal government. Well, where do you think the federal government gets their money? They don't produce anything. They're getting it from you and I, the people that are working, a lot of you, two and three jobs to provide. And things have changed a bit. So I just want to quickly tell you a story that happened to me. And if you're tuning in, this is Patty Brooks at KGMI. I got off the street up there by Seahome Hagen, the south part of Bellingham, and decided I wanted to take the back route, kind of, you know, go by Joe's Garden, see what's changed, because I'd moved out of the city almost 3 years ago. And I went up by, you know, SPIE up there on South Hill. If none of you know, it's up there kind of by Western, but it's more of the south side of the hill. And I came down, I think that's Knox or Taylor, one of those. I took a ride on 17th Street. And I see all these people, and this was on a Saturday. And I can tell you, I think it was Saturday the 13th of March. And I take a right, and I see all these people that are standing. They look like, you know, just average folks. And you know, they got their jackets and blue jeans and sweatshirts. And I thought, wow, you know, maybe somebody passed away. You know, the social distancing, we can't, you know, get together for anything. Thank you, Dictator Inslee. And I rolled my window down and asked this woman in her car. Her husband was in the passenger seat, and rolled down the window. I said, well, what's going on here? And she said, well, we're here to defend the mayor. I said, Seth, what's going on? She said, well, there's been a call to action to come up, and there's a group that's not happy that they're sweeping the parks. I'm like, really? She said, yeah. And I thought, well, I got to go. I didn't have time to stay or defend, but I went on my way and went to the next street, took a left. I came down by Lowell School. And I'm going to tell you, we all look at what's happening in the news on television, and we think, you know, this isn't going to affect me. I mean, this is Portland being burned, right? No. These protesters, people dressed in black, they're right here on South Hill. More coming up. Patty Brooks, we have a lot to get to. You can call in 676-5464, KGMI 360-676-5464. This is Patty Brooks on KGMI. Good morning. Happy Saturday to everybody. I just want to say thanks for having me back in the saddle here at the mighty KGMI 360-676-5464. Hope we can get to some calls. Got a lot to cover. Before the break, I was telling you about I'd been out of town basically for most of COVID and came back in town, found a group of people that were up on South Hill, obviously residents that were defending the mayor's house. Well, I didn't see anyone they were defending the mayor's house against. Seth Fleetwood is the mayor here. But we look at what's going on in the news and the TVs, and we think that, you know, it's not happening here. You know, Portland burning, Detroit burning, Seattle burning, riots in Atlanta breaking, you know, business owners, windows, doors, shops, destroying business. And I was on my way somewhere else, and I turned by the mayor's house and went down to by Lowell School, which is an elementary school in the middle of a beautiful neighborhood here in Bellingham. And I see all these people dressed in black like ninjas, literally with ninja hats on. All you could see were their eyes. They had black gloves, black combat boots. And so I drove past them. I'm not going to really talk to them and engage because I don't engage with crazy. And so I pulled over because there were some ladies walking towards there to kind of just warn them, hey, you're walking into a rough area or something's happening. And as I pull over, here comes two of those, you know, the party buses when you go wine tasting and they're black and tinted windows and all that. And I would not have believed it if I'd not seen it myself with my own eyes. And these two buses pull up and out start getting more of these ninjas. And then come the cars that have professional little sticker numbers, car 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B, so they can strategically block the roads. And as I watch these people getting off this bus and these cars pulling in, I mean, it is obvious that, well, I mean, to me, I guess I have an opinion and I can have one. They look like Antifa, which, don't forget, is just an idea. But they have bullhorns, and then there's a woman with a drum, and it sounded like a woman, her voice, beating the drum, let's go. And you now have 50 of these people going up to South Hill to go destroy and intimidate a mayor. But the mayor wasn't even there. He was already gone. They had people inside. I know that because as soon as I kept going about my way, I came to a four-way stop, saw a Bellingham police officer, Bellingham PD, which, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. I rolled my window down and said, you know, I just want to say thank you for what you're doing today and going up there. And that, turns out the officer knew me. And he said, yeah, it's pretty sad, but the mayor's already gone. I mean, this is the same mayor that wouldn't defend our own city hall with homeless people spray painting, you know, reporters, throwing hot coffee on them. It was a disaster. And I just thought, what has happened to this beautiful city I lived in? But this is happening all across the country. And then I go down to our softball fields here. We have beautiful Jerry Fields, these softball fields. One's elevated, four down below, parking lot. And it's all homeless tents, a homeless camp. But this isn't any average homeless camp. These are like REI $1,000 tents at Jerry Field. And then they have the gated little huts that they're putting people in that's called Swift Haven. I'm thinking, you know, are we going to keep saying that, oh, this is great, not a problem. Let's just call it something soft and fluffy and it's going to be okay. But these people were upset because our kids can't go play ball. There's needles in the parks. And you're going to go and destroy a mayor's house on South Hill to where the citizens are having to defend our own mayor. And what are we going to do? I mean, what is going to stop this? What is going to fix it? I don't know. We're going to take some calls. How do we fix it? Let's go to Art on line one. Good morning, Art.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just don't think you're sensitive to other people's feelings. Come on, you know. I'm joking with you there, but that's what you're going to get. Now this happened a month ago almost, and I haven't heard that in the news. So we just don't hear about these things in the mainstream news.
Well, it's true. You don't hear about these things. But, you know, how does it make you feel when these people are the same people that are out there touting, you know, defund our police in all of our cities? And let's be honest, there's bad actors in everything, right? There's bad police. There's bad doctors. I mean, there's any kind of career path you can look at. There's some bad actors. But what do you do when you now have these people intimidating our local leadership that's not leading, but also they're the same people saying defund the police and take the money away and let's not prosecute anybody for doing heroin, drugs, or beating people up?
Well, there you go. And, you know, I know that. I mean, not on a personal level, but over the years I've gone to county council meetings. And, you know, I mean, he's pretty liberal on the left. He's a nice guy you can talk to. But I'll make this short. I heard somebody about a month or two ago saying that a lot of these politicians are going to be eaten by their own dogs, and this is classic of that. that opinion. Good to hear you back on the
all
radio.
Right. Thank you, Art. I appreciate the call, Art. I mean, and that's the truth, is that you're not hearing the stories, because I mean, I've said it forever, even when I was in there. I'm just a little mom, a wife, you know, working every day at a job and trying to just, you know, make ends meet, save for retirement. But I look at the media and the people that live by a headline and don't look past the story. I mean, they don't look at the, like, our own state this week. House and Senate passed two bills, 1267, write it down, 1267, 1054. I mean, we're going to spend money and keep going after police, who every police officer I've ever known actually is out there to serve the public, make you safe, keep you safe. Come in the middle of the night, somebody's breaking into your house. They change tires on the side of the road. They're good people. And yet we're going to take money away and raise your property taxes and your gas taxes so that we can, on the same house, you know, floor, vote this week to take your civil money in that pot and pay for illegals' legal defense. It's absolutely insanity. And the world is kind of going upside down. And how do you keep up when it's whack-a-mole of what do we got going today nationally? We're going to take away guns. We're going to up ammo to where you can't even afford to defend yourself. But these same people that want to defund the police don't want you to have a gun to defend yourself either. It's completely irrational. And I think there's a solution. I think there's always been a solution. And it's us. It's you and I who sit and have a conversation. We're not all up in somebody's grill like, you know, Barry used to say was Barack Obama. Because now we have President Bite Me. Because it bites me in the butt every day. And I recognize, you know, there's bad Democrats, there's bad Republicans. But these aggressive progressives and the direction that they have taken our country in, we're like in a bullet train going 100 miles an hour towards something that is not going to end well for us, the people that just want to go about our lives. We'll take more of your calls after the break. This is Patty Brooks on KGMI. 360-676-5464. 360-676-KGMI.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world.
It's the end of the world.
Patty Brooks on a Saturday morning. Hope I'm waking you up and talking about what do we do with, I guess, you know, we have the idea of Antifa, but people, you know, showing up, intimidating people in all different cities. I mean, it went on for months in Portland, and I don't know, I used to love to go visit Portland, but it's gone. I mean, it's we've been bullied. It's a bully mentality. You know, it's the whole PC thing. If we don't like you, we're going to bully you off the air. I mean, I'm an American. I have freedom of speech, and I'm giving you your opportunity as well. 676-5464. Let's go to Randy on line four. We got full lines this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Yeah, welcome back. Hello, Patty. Good morning, Whatcom County.
Good morning, Randy. What do you think? I mean, what do we do when we're putting money aside down there in Olympia to prosecute and go after police, but we're going to defund them and pay for illegals? And, you know, this is just the world they want us to live in. And by the way, take away your gun rights.
Right. Yeah. You guys have touched. You've touched on so many things. You and Art had a great back and forth. Here's how I see it. The revolution here is going to eat itself in quick order. I think that in the whole scheme of things, Sleepy Joe's going to have a 24-month party, then it's going to come to an end. Locally here, Kathy and I have experienced the black hats, not in our face, but, you know, I have situational awareness. Hope everybody else does. Don't put yourself in a bad situation. And I'm going to keep my powder dry. I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to wait this thing out, Patty.
Well, you know, I think It's interesting because I think I call them aggressives. I hate to even call progressives because I am a socially, as you know, and thank you, Randy, for your call. I really appreciate it. Socially liberal person. I am fiscally conservative. I am conservative. I own the word conservative. I will not be bullied because I'm here. I'm out there building trails. I'm out there taking care of nature. I actually hug trees. I'm trying to conserve things for my grandchildren, my grandchildren's grandchildren. But this destruction and this whole thing and mentality, it's flipping. It's already flipping. And you know, Randy, you're right. You put your head down, and that's what we did before. And I was very proud, still am proud, to be one of the people that started the Tea Party. And I mean, we had rallies and American flags, and people were blown away. Wow, everyone loves this country. And then you watch this, like, hey, you've got red, white, and blue. You know, you got a t-shirt that's got red, white, and blue, or a mask, and you must be some, you know, redneck, you know, hillbilly. I can speak from my own experience, my own family. I mean, I have immigrants from Vietnam, from Belize, from all over Mexico, immigrated legally, that are conservative, that aren't taking our resources and taking everything out of everybody's back pocket. It's insane. The world has flipped upside down. Let's take another call. Let's go to Dan on line one. Dan, what do you got to say this morning?
Good morning, Patty. Thanks for having me on. I've got a couple things that I wanted to touch on. One is we look at this wind energy. Wind energy financially doesn't make sense, but it's not about wind energy. It's about replacing the oil industry because the oil industry is predominantly conservative and donates to the conservative party. So you get rid of the oil, you get rid of conservative donations. Let's talk about tyrannical Governor Inslee and his 9% income capital gains tax that's going through the state right now. And that means if you make a certain amount of money, 9% of it's just going to go away because you made it all at once and the government thinks they need a piece of it.
Well, I think it's actually over $250,000. So, you know, a lot of people thought it was for tax the wealthy. Well, I know there's a lot of wealthy people out there that are land wealthy that are saving for their retirement. So, you know, they lowered that. Wasn't it going to be, I think it was going to be start at the millionaires, right? It always starts at the millionaires. Well, millionaire isn't anything when you're these billionaires. And then they lowered it to, well, a half million. We'll do it at 500,000. And then it lowers. You know, it's that they slowly start changing it, but we're all going about our lives and we don't pay attention that now they've lowered it to $250,000, right?
And the needle is always moving. And if you don't think it's going to affect you, just look at the landlords, the people that own buildings, right? If they get hit with this tax, it's going to get passed on to tenants. It's going to affect everybody, and that's not what people understand. Is it trickles down and it hits everybody. And one of the biggest problems that I have with government is that all of these raised taxes, a lot of them are federally leaving the country, but also the government is using us, the taxpayer, as a charity to fulfill the charities that they want to support. Americans by nature are very philanthropical. The problem is if you force us through a tax on who to give to, then we're going to be less likely to give on our own. And correct. That is, I believe, part of the problem. Look at all the money we raise for food banks and everything else, but then you got the government that's raising our taxes so that we can do stuff that maybe we don't agree with. And it's legislated charity, and I don't believe in that either.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call, and you bring up a couple really good points, Dan, and I want to point out, and again, thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. Is that Pew Research, I remember, I mean, I have this filing cabinet in my brain. I don't know where I pull stuff out, but I remember doing a show on charity, actual charity, and conservatives gave like, it was like 10 to $1 nationally. And that was done by the Pew Research. That's who's giving from the pocketbook. I remember one Thanksgiving when the food bank right here in Bellingham ran short of turkeys. And it was the employees, not the big, bad oil company out there, BP. They're a great company. They're a great company. I'm proud of that company out there because their employees and the contractors included stepped up and bought all of the turkeys for the food bank that year. The employees and the contractors. And I'm going to put out a couple things for you really quick in regards to that. Is there's something they used to call the Boeing factor, which, you know, Boeing lines are going to the south for many different reasons. And Boeing actually moved many, many years ago. A lot of people, if you're new to this state, might not know this, but they moved their corporate office to Chicago because we're such a business-friendly state, right? The most starts for businesses here, but the highest number of failures, and that's pre-COVID. But the Boeing factor meant that for every one Boeing job, there were four in the community. And I remember having Bill Kidd from BP at the time, he was the spokesperson out, and the factor for BP and the refining jobs, which we have, you know, two big ones here, there's two down in Skagit County, the factor was 9. Okay, so for every job out there, directly or a contractor that goes in that plant, there are 9 more in your community. That is double the Boeing factor. And I'm also going to put out there, they make cents on the gallon. Cents. I'm talking pennies on the gallon. And people get mad. Oh, the big bad oil companies, they're just awful. No, you know what's awful? The awful part is when the Washington State House, and I call them by any means, ways and by any means, take your money possible committee, they just took Dictator Inslee's 30 cents a gallon gas tax. I mean, I think we're going to be at about $1.37, maybe $1.42. So when you put that into your gas tank and you go, oh, big bad oil, big bad gas companies. Well, you know what? I don't know what's going to pull your tractor and drive your tractor and your hoe for your food. But when you put that in your tank, just know to yourself that it's the states that are taking the tax. The refiners are making pennies on the dollar, and it doesn't matter if it's here in Washington State or it's down in Houston or on the East Coast. That is the truth. And that tax is supposed to go to, you know, your roads and your bridges and, you know, the potholes you're driving through for the last 30 years I've been living here, because they had put it all in a general fund and then have fun. I mean, I think our legislators across the board, I don't care if it's in D.C., they've worn their butts into the wood. There's no term limits, which I think we can all get on that page because no one will put it forth. Not a D or an R will put it forth. But they've worn their butts into the wood seats they sit in while they have fun. They have taken their fun out of our funds and our paychecks, and it's getting a little old. We got another caller on the line. Let's go to Jerry.
Oh, it's Dave.
Oh, hi, Dave. Sorry.
I'm in Edmonds. Oh, I got a couple of things. First, you should get Audra Rosen, who used to be Audra Schrader, to host this program for once. And second, you two got to start doing a podcast.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I think Audra's hearing you right now because I think she's probably listening from somewhere in a land far, far away. So, hey, Audra, maybe we do have something going. I can be in the sun, you can be at the beach, and we could make it work. Thank you. Sorry, I have a little bit of feedback going on my headphones. I'm a little rusty. Hope I didn't sound too nervous. But to get back to that, I just want to say that, you know, we're paying all these taxes, and you look at what's happening with the housing market. All these people have bailed from these cities like Seattle to come up to Whatcom County, and the prices are astronomical. But don't forget, we still pay on fair market value. More to come with Patty Brooks on The Morning Show.
Freedom, baby.
I believe that we need freedom.
It was for freedom, for basic freedom.
We died for freedom.
Freedom, man, that's what it's all about.
Good morning. It's Patty Brooks on The Morning Show with you here at KGMI. Thanks to the sponsors for inviting me back in the saddle here, talking about what's happening in our country. And what's happening locally. I mean, I think we're all kind of in the same boat right now, but I'm going to give you some positive things to take with you, too, on this beautiful weekend, wherever you are. Remember, as long as you're smiling, the sun is shining. Let's go to Jerry on line two. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, this is Jerry from Sumast. I just, I've been here about 28 years. I remember you when you were first on, and I was very sorry to see you go. I don't know what the circumstances were, but I want to know, are you going to be on for, are you just a guest, or are you going to be on Saturday Morning Live?
Well, I'm going to be on Saturday Morning Live, but if they were smart, they'd put me back on the morning Monday through Friday and have all that revenue, right? Well, thanks, Jerry. I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm just going to say again, I had opportunities to do some larger things, bigger things, but it's never been about me. I live for my family. My family comes first, and it's about you. I just so appreciate all of the people that work so hard, farmers in my family, the farmers here in Whatcom County, the cattle ranchers that get harassed. I mean, I'm just here to put out some facts and let people make their own decisions, because I think you can, given the chance. And let's go to Brian on line four. Good morning, Brian.
I've got a couple points to make, but one of them is the way this gentleman got to be president, that little ditty they always play before the arrival of the president, could we now call that Jail to the Thief?
Very, that's funny. Well, and you, what was your other point, Jerry?
My other point was if this country has anything systemic in it, it's Marxism, and it's the Marxists in high levels of power that will tell you that this country has a systemic racial problem.
Well, you know what? And thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. And you're not wrong. I mean, there is a systemic problem. I believe in that old money is the root of all evil. And I think that people go into things with good intentions, whatever it is. And there's a lot of money out there now, especially with the social media and the quote influencers, that I just don't get the whole thing, because I have my own opinion and don't need somebody to make my decision. And I will tell you, the thing that's hopeful to me was during this last election season, whether you like Trump, didn't like Trump, whatever. I mean, somebody should have taken away his Twitter like day one. But what I did see is, and I'm speaking from only myself, my own personal experience, is I saw the LGBT community, who's now QLMNOPQRSTUZ, whatever, walk away from the Democrats and the aggressives. And the reason is the world is upside down. The world is upside down because when in California, they can introduce and pass legislation that pedophilia, good morning, that's, you want to hear that at your breakfast coffee, is now a sexual orientation. The world is upside down because the gays and lesbians I know, and believe me, Patty Brooks knows them both, are conservative. They're conservative, and they're not going to be bullied into thinking they have to be anything else but conservative. I mean, we as women have tried to get in the workplace and have equal pay and respect. And I'll be honest, I'm very fortunate. I work in a male dominated industry that produces something, and have been treated wonderfully. I have the greatest bosses, owner of my company, and just really good people. But women have needed to get up there and be on the same platform and have a voice. You know, we suffragettes and getting our vote. But what's happened is you can't even call it breastfeeding now. It's chest feeding now. And there's something wrong with the world that's upside down, where you can have WAP be the song of the year, and yet you're going to cancel Dr. Seuss. I mean, you're going to cancel Dr. Seuss, but you're going to have, I mean, stripper pole dancing be the song of the year by these celebrities that, to be quite honest, I don't care that Hollywood's suffering and that it's not going to come back. I don't look up to those people that fly in their Lear jets and then want to talk to me and preach to me about climate change and I'm polluting. You know, I've gotten the dirty looks in my big pickup truck when you pull into, you know, a little town here in Bellingham or a little district, and they give you the look like, oh, why do you got a truck that takes up a whole space and a half? Well, what do you think I'm going to pull the John Deere tractor with? I mean, come on. It's an upside down world, but at the same time, I think we're going to be where we were before, even when we had the Tea Party, and that is going to be, we are going to be silent because we aren't the people that go out and break down buildings and trash business owners, you know, restaurants with bricks. We aren't the destroyers. We're actually the builders. We're the people still building this country together, and we will bring it back together. But I don't think we need to back down. We need to connect with each other. We need to pay attention. We need to find the best sources for the truth, for the real numbers, and know that we can rely on each other. I mean, people, what's happened is, you know, they say there's the woke people. I was never asleep. We're just kind of quiet. We put our head down, just keep going to the grindstone day in, day out. You know, we go to a 5/8 or 4/10 or whatever, and then we got the weekend and we're mowing lawn and we're coaching our kids in sports and trying to be present. And what's happening in our government, from a federal level to a state to your local city or county, is they are undermining and taking away your freedoms. And while that's happening, you have all these people moving in, jacking up your prices so your kids can't live here, because what industry are they going to have when they want to put every industry out of business? All you're going to have is a higher tax bill. You're going to have a tax bill that you can't pay. And you can keep taking away social media. You can take away Twitter. You can take away whatever, Parler. I wasn't on most of these. But we're still going to communicate to each other, because we've built bonds, friendships, relationships, relatives, different ideas. But those of us that want to preserve and conserve this United States of America as a free country that's not under a dictatorship, which is the direction we're heading, we'll still keep in touch with each other. And we're not going to have the blame game, because what I'm watching happen is everything now is race, 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 race war, race war, race war. You know what? This girl here that grew up in the Glenmar track in Huntington Beach, California, we had the Fugas. They were from Samoa. We had the Moshems. They were Middle Eastern. We had all different religions, the Mormons, the Jewish family. We all played together and got along great. So great growing up in the 70s. Good music. Good time to grow up. But all of a sudden, we've educated everybody that it's all a race war. Well, you know what? I'm only for one race. That's the human race. And Martin Luther King Jr., I think to myself often, because he's probably, I think, in my top three heroes of all time, that I admire and look up to and try to emulate in my daily life, because I'd like to think I'm colorblind. He must look at what's happened over the course of a year in our country and think to himself, was anyone listening? Was anyone listening to what I said? Because he actually was going to judge people on the content of your character and who you are, and not the color of your skin. And yet we're living in this twilight zombie land dimension where, hey, let's take a broad paintbrush and go, all police are evil. They're bad. They're terrible. You know what? I'll tell you what. I know some wonderful police officers just right here. Black police officers. Oh, wait, they're married to white women. But let's not talk about that, because when you say that BLM and now the Juneteenth, which most of you didn't even know what it was until last year, let's face it, that all white people are some kind of evil thing. What are you saying to somebody like a black man that has a white wife and mixed race children? You're the racist. You're the racist. And then you want to defund them and then say, hey, and while we're at it, let's take away your guns. But I believe it's a small majority of people, a fraction, and that we need to turn off the TV and connect with each other. That doesn't mean don't get your news. There's all kinds of places to get your news. You could start with going to your local city council meetings, county council meetings, looking at their agendas. They all have to be public record. They're all posted, so you can see the kind of stuff they're trying to pass in the middle of the night behind your back. You can go look up any of your House bills. I mean, here in Washington, we have a House bill, and then if it gets passed, becomes law, blah, blah, blah. It's an RCW. You can watch it through all the stages. It actually kind of gets interesting when you're like, really? They proposed that? That's never going to happen. But they do it because we don't have time. We the people, you and I, who are just trying to have peace in our life, you know, and that's that peace that I look at the bumper stickers, which for any of you that ever come to travel to the Pacific Northwest, honest to God, I think half the cars are stuck together with bumper stickers and stickers on their cargo racks on their cars and their Subarus. But it's taking care of each other and having peace. But how do you have peace and sleep at night when you're worried about, you know, governors that won't open states, that want to take more out of your pocketbook to pay for illegals, which, by the way, there's 12,000 kids in cages, the cages Obama built. Yeah, the max number with Trump was 2,600, but yet the media is silent, you know. But they're going to take our dollars and raise your taxes to pay for all this. You got to connect with the right people. You got to stay active as far as communicating and start stepping up. I know we don't all have a lot of time, but even if you can commit to even one meeting a year, talk to a dozen people. Hey, I'll take, you know, January, I'll go to the county meeting or I'll go to the city meeting. We can make a difference and it will be okay. So this has been Patty Brooks, and I'm a conservative trying to save the greatest country in the world. And until we meet again, everybody, I just want to say happy trails to you. Keep a smile on your face, a song in your heart, and don't give up hope. Hope's what you got to have. And faith is the other thing you got to have. I feel really good where a lot of people are like, Patty, what do? I should feel bad. Don't feel bad. Feel better. Just know that by letting all of this kind of bad stuff that's happening happen, the people out there that might have voted for this current administration, they look and go, whoa, what's happening? Oh.